Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Okay, gentlemen in the studio and ladies and gentlemen out there at the audience, I'm about to describe to you something that I frankly can't even believe myself. It's nothing's going to get you really mad. Like, it's not political at all. It's actually not political in any way, shape, or form. I'm aware of all the sports. Right. I'm aware of cricket. I'm aware of highlight. I'm aware of motor racing, football of all sorts. I mean, I know all the sports that exist, generally speaking. OK. This is something I do not understand. And I don't even know how you get into this sport. Like, do not. I'm going to read this to you. This is from the UPI feed. This is the UPI Wire legitimate organization. We're going to post this as part of our commentary because people need to see this video. The video is ridiculous. So there's a sport. I don't know what it's called. There's no name for this sport. So I'm going to read you what happened here. A man has set a Guinness Book World Record running a lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds. Now, go ahead. Say what you want to say, boys. Go ahead. No way. Impossible. That's crazy.
I'm just... What?
An Idaho man balanced a running lawnmower on his chin for 9 minutes and 17 seconds in order to break a Guinness Book World Record.
Wow.
David Rush, who is on a quest to hold the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles, previously attempted the record about 4 years ago, but his time of 3 minutes 52 seconds was disqualified because his lawnmower did not have a bag on it.
Oh, come on. Read the rules.
The record was increased in the meantime to 7 minutes 2 seconds by a serial record breaker called Ashrita Furman. Rush finished his attempt at 9 minutes 17 seconds short of his goal of 10 minutes, but enough to take the title. The record brought his total concurrent titles to 165, bringing him closer to overtaking Silvio Saba, who currently holds 180 titles. What? Now, okay, I don't want anybody to misunderstand how he has it on his face.
I was about to ask.
It's not the blade end.
Right. Yeah.
It's the handle end.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's almost like more of a balance.
TJ, wow. What do you think? What do you think of that, TJ? What, are you kidding me?
No way.
Do you see the position here?
Yeah, I don't think I could hold
This is like the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is nuts.
I couldn't hold like a Coke can on my chin for that long.
I couldn't either. Look, he's got the... Look at this.
Oh,
it's running.
That is unreal.
So it's the handle, okay? It's a push lawnmower. It's a regular, you know, gas-powered push lawnmower. And he has it on his chin. On his chin.
I was expecting like a Jay Leno kind
of
look.
The handle of the lawnmower.
No.
Is on his chin.
What?
For 9 minutes and 17 seconds. Look.
Wow.
That is...
We should attach the video too.
We're going to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to the appropriate people. Now, here's the thing that I say about this. This is why America is such a great country, because we innovate. We innovate, and at the same time,
right.
and at the same time, we don't just innovate. We dominate. We dominate the innovation. Like, give me. You think they're doing this? Like, is this happening in Rome? Is this happening in Tokyo?
I don't think so.
Is this happening in such faraway destinations as Hohokus, New Jersey? I mean, I don't know.
But, not sure.
But I mean, this is, I like, do you know how heavy a lawnmower is?
Yeah, that's insane. Also, can we bet on this on FanDuel? Like,
I don't know. That's a good question. You know what?
I'll take the over.
You take the over? Yeah. Why are you going to take the over? That's crazy. You take the under. All the actions. Oh, that's actually a good point. That's all going to be there. Yeah, so this guy has he's got the lawnmower on his chin. The handle. So, like, the this part. And they disqualified him last time because it didn't have a bag on it.
Which just makes a whole nother balancing issue.
Because you've got the chin holding the thing, and you're doing this the whole time. You know, you're like moving like this. You know, you're like moving like this, and it's like, oh, don't drop it. Now, question, and this I don't know what the answer is. We're gonna have to do a deeper dive. Gas? How do you not have the gas pouring out all over your face?
Oh yeah, or even gas, just like the oil, like
gas powered mower.
Every lawnmower, push mower I've ever had leaked both of those things. So I don't know.
Could it be an electric mower? But that's still a heavy power plant.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's probably heavier, actually, I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
And it's one of those zzzz instead of like that. Yeah. And that's whew. If you have ever had a lawnmower across your chin, let me know. How did that work out? Do you have to put a padding there? Do you grab? I see. I would think you would take your whole face and cover it in weather stripping so you don't get like permanent indentations. We will discover more straight ahead.